My administration is working around the clock to free the remaining hostages, just as we have freed hostages already. And here with us today is Hirsch Goldberg Poland, and still, he is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas. And Rachel and John are here with us. Stand up, guys.
That's bumbling Biden taking incomprehensibility to new levels, claiming that a hostage who's still being held by Hamas was actually with them in the Rose Garden. He's seeing dead people, and now he's seeing hostages all around him. And it's one of the reasons why a veteran pollster is making a bold prediction for November. Trump is winning a key demographic that spells doom for the Democrats, and they know it. You're not going to want to miss this. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. And let me ask you, what do you think you could do if you had the same insider trading information that Nancy Pelosi has? Right? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Politicians like Pelosi have had access to insider trading secrets for decades now. They know exactly what stocks to buy and when to buy them. But guess what? You and I actually have access to that very same inside information. Thanks to a little-known SEC database, guess what? We can see what and when corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback in their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves. Gang, that's why you've got to click on the link below and sign up for a free training with me and my good friend Ross Givens. It's this Thursday, May 23rd. At 3 p.m. Eastern, Ross is an insider trading expert whose recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some of it as high as nearly 1,500%, and now it's your turn. It's going to be an amazing free training where you and I can learn how to trade with the exact same insider knowledge as these politicians, but we're going to do it legally and ethically. But don't wait. Seating registration is limited, so click on that link below right now and register today. And I'll see you for an event that promises to be a real life changer.
But specifically with black voters, it's not all black voters. It's younger black voters and particularly younger black men. I discovered this when I got off a plane at JFK, when two baggage handlers came over to me to tell me that I don't get it, that they're going to vote for Donald Trump because they think they are being victimized the same way that he is. In some of these votes that have left Joe Biden over the last 4 years, it's because of Biden's weakness. In this case, young black men see in Donald Trump the same kind of oppression, the same kind of persecution, the idea that Trump is a victim and they feel victimized by the system. And so they're endorsing Trump because of the fight that he's having. And I actually think it's possible that among black voters, male black voters under age 40, that even a third of them could end up with Trump in the fall.
That's veteran pollster Frank Luntz on CNN sounding the alarm. He sees Trump as poised to get upwards of a third of the black male vote under the age of 40. A third of a vote that voted for Biden with 87% support back in 2020. And it's not just blacks. Luntz is also pointing out that the latest New York Times poll has Trump beating Biden among Arab and Muslim voters in five key battleground states. And he's not just beating him, he's slaughtering him, 57 to 25. Biden won this demographic 56 to 35 in 2020. Now the ratio is basically inverted, of course, largely because of Biden's angering Arab Americans over his blanket support of Israel and the Hamas conflict. Gang, make no mistake. There are no words to even begin to describe how devastating these flips by black voters and Arab voters would be for the Democrats in November. Remember, we've been talking about a political sweet spot for Trump, right? He alone, in his own unique way, largely because of this legal persecution, he alone has been able to uniquely tap into a political sweet spot. He's galvanizing the rural white vote, while at the same time, he's getting record support from the non-white vote. So Trump is minimizing the Democrat urban vote by siphoning off more non-white voters than ever before away from Biden's margins, all the while maximizing the rural white vote. So the political sweet spot for Trump and what he appears to be doing here is maximizing the rural vote for himself while minimizing the urban vote for Biden. If he does that, make no mistake, states like Virginia and Minnesota are indeed in play. New York is in play. New Jersey is in play. Take a look at the latest electoral map from 538, Nate Silver's organization. Look at this. Right now as we speak, if you average out all the polls that have been taken over the last several months, particularly in battleground states, Trump is crushing Biden with 312 electoral votes. Now keep in mind, that's 8 electoral votes more than what Trump got in 2016. And that itself was a feat. He was the first Republican to get over 300 electoral votes since 88. Now he's sitting pretty comfortably at 312. That's unbelievable. Gang, we're looking at a floor, a base, an electoral base right now of about 300 electoral votes. George W. Bush would have dreamed to have an electoral floor, an electoral minimum of that, either in 2000 or 2004. In addition, we got the latest Harvard-Harris poll that just dropped. Trump has opened up a 6-point national lead over Biden, 53-47. Again, he is now comfortably winning the popular vote. Absolutely stunning. And to make matters even worse for Biden, he's getting crushed by Trump in fundraising. In April, Trump raised $76 million as compared to Biden's $50 million. In fact, Trump has been seeing fundraising gains every single month, as Biden has been seeing fundraising losses each month for the last few months. So again, we can clearly see a momentum here fully with Trump. This is why liberals are more and more sounding the alarm that Biden really is losing. They're admitting it. Whatever shenanigans they've got planned in November, many Democrats are admitting that those shenanigans may not be anywhere near enough to overcome this kind of polling dominance. And more liberal pundits are concluding that the problem, when all is said and done, the problem is bumbling Biden. It's not necessarily the Democrats. In fact, when you look at the polling down ticket, like say in Arizona, right now Trump is way ahead of Biden, but Carrie Lake is trailing her Democrat opponent in the Senate race. Now we're seeing that a lot here. There's a very noticeable discrepancy between the astronomical support for Trump and the lack of support for the down ticket Republican candidate. And again, the irony here is that that discrepancy at this point in the race is at least in part the result of that political sweet spot that's unique to Trump, that the Democrats in many ways only have themselves to blame for, given that a significant aspect of that political sweet spot is due in no small part to their weaponization of the justice system against Trump and the blowback against them. It's that, and as we saw at the beginning of this video, that embarrassment in the Rose Garden, more and more voters simply believe that Biden is too cognitively deficient to be president. I've been saying this over and over again now for months. This is Biden's Achilles heel, his age, his senility. This is Biden's ultimate Achilles heel. And the reason for that is very simple. The economy can change. His border policies can change. Biden's foreign policy can change. Any and every issue out there can change. It can reverse. It can rectify itself. Except his senility. His age and senility are the only things in this campaign that have no possibility of reversing. This is his Achilles heel. This is what the Democrats are up at night in total panic over. And they know voters are not going to reelect a president they believe is not cognitively fit for the job. They know it. So it's no wonder we're getting reports lately about an increasing number of vulnerable Democrats across the nation beginning to noticeably separate themselves from Biden. The Hill just published a piece quoting a Democrat who insisted on remaining anonymous, that his fellow Democrats are seeing Biden as nothing less than political kryptonite. Again, many of them are polling decently, not great, but decently, and they don't want Biden's collapsing poll numbers to infect their campaigns. So once again, as we've always noted here, this is no time to get complacent. The Democrats are already cheating. They're already trying to steal an election, in this case, through their weaponization of the legal system. They have the legacy media on the one hand and the deep state on the other playing right along with that steal. This is just a foretaste of what they're going to try to pull off in November. So we have to do everything in our power to push back against those shenanigans. The good news is that it does appear that we have the wind at our backs for just such a push. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.